Every year, Australia used to send tons of its recycling waste to China, almost 12 times the weight of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But since January, China has rejected the world's garbage, including Australia's. Under its so-called Green Sword policy, it restricted Australian plastic, textiles and mixed paper because of their high contamination rate. The impact is being felt across the Australian recycling industry. Tony Curry of the Waste Contractors and Recyclers Association New South Wales says he fears the waste may be going to landfill and no solution appears imminent.
It is very, very likely that we may see the landfilling of some unprocessed recyclables in the short term for us to be able to get through this very difficult period.
And with no market for selling it off, waste companies are being forced to hoard the material. Two New South Wales councils have confirmed to SBS its contractors are stockpiling it, and Mr. Curry says it's to be expected.
The Chinese have created a problem for us. I mean, China was taking half of the world's recyclables. So half of the demand for the world's recyclables has virtually disappeared on the 1st of January. So you can't have half the demand disappear and the supply be a constant and for there not to be a problem. That's what worries me about stockpiling material, because I'm concerned that there may not be any immediate short-term or maybe even medium-term use for some of that stockpile product. So better to landfill it in the short term, focus upon upgrading our facilities to get better end recycled products, focus on creating more demand for the product, and if we have to landfill some material in the short term, in the best long-term interests of the industry, that's what I'd be advocating would be the preferred way for us to go.
But Mr. Curry warns when batteries and aerosol cans are mixed, the mounds of waste become a safety risk.
Stockpiling of unprocessed, commingled recyclable materials is quite dangerous because commingled materials will contain contamination from products like aerosol cans that are flammable, batteries. And those stockpiles, if they're left for any period of time in an unprocessed fashion, could ignite and they could, become very, very serious fire hazards.
In Victoria, ratepayers are likely to have the costs passed on because councils are now forced to pay contractors to get rid of the garbage instead of being paid themselves. The Victorian Waste Management Association's Mark Smith says where recycling facilities were previously paying councils to receive those commodities, it is now the reverse.
Somebody does need to pay for the additional disposal costs, and it's likely that those costs are going to be will need to be paid by the person generating that waste. So that includes businesses and it includes households. I think a lot of people may not realise, or we maybe have a set and forget mentality in terms of waste disposal, where it does cost something to collect our waste.
State governments have responded to China's ban by promising millions of dollars to help local councils deal with the problem. New South Wales has dedicated $47 million, Victoria $13 million. In the meantime, Australians are being encouraged to better manage their recycling waste instead of waiting on alternative Asian markets to open up to accepting their garbage. Planet Ark Chief Executive Paul Klemenko suggests the crisis offers a chance to become more conscientious about reducing the contamination in recycling goods.
Clean up our commodity streams, particularly in plastics and paper. And to do that, we need to educate the community to recycle better. We need investment in our recycling facilities. And then obviously we need to invest in ways of reprocessing more of that material onshore.
Rashida Yousafzai, SBS News.